Ryan, how was it doing comedy with Russell Crowe?
No, that was pretty easy. Russell was really just from early on. I didn't really, you know, everybody reads a script differently, and I read it as an opportunity to really do a lot of physical comedy and take it into a kind of a broad place. But I didn't know if that's how everyone saw it, you know. And Russell was really great. I think one of our first scenes together was that bathroom stall scene, and he just immediately was. I kind of went early to set to work out the door gag, and I kind of smelt smoke, and I looked, and Russell was there smoking, and he was just kind of very seriously telling me how he thought the door could bounce better. And we were very seriously having a conversation about, as I have my pants around my ankles in a bathroom stall, and I thought it was going to work, you know, that we were going to have fun.
Tell me about the Abbott and Costello scene that you did.
No, my parents were too cheap to get a real video membership when we were kids. Like, we didn't have a Blockbuster membership or something. They just took us to the library because the movies were free. And there was just Bible movies and Abbott and Costello films. So those were some of the first movies I ever watched, and I loved them, and I watched them. I wore them out. And, you know, this, when we got to that scene, it seemed like a great opportunity to put one of my favorite gags.
How much freedom did Shane Black give you on improvising on the script?
Yeah, I think Shane Black gets bored easy. So he just, you know, we always shot this script as it was written, but then he just wanted us to kind of see where it would go, and he came up with a lot of new ideas on the day as well. So it was just that kind of a process.
What kind of rapport did you and Russell Crowe have, as well as Shane having his input?
You know, Russell is whatever he says he is in any role. If Russell Crowe says he's Noah, he's Noah. You never doubt it. You know, if he says he's, Maxim, you know, he's Gladiator, he's Gladiator. He's every character he says that he is. I've never doubted anything he's done. So I knew he would be Jackson Healy, and I think, you know, part of the, I think it's a bonus that we had fun together, but part of the, you know, what's so great about Shane is that he knows what he's doing, and I think he cast us not because he thought we were funny, because he thought it would be funny to have two guys that are so serious be in something so silly. And so even if Russell and I didn't have the rapport that we have, I think it still would have worked on that level.
Did the cast and crew get a chance to party all together?
These were pretty physical. It was a pretty physical film, and lots the big days, and we were in Atlanta, and pretending it was summer, but it was winter. It was like -10 degrees. So most of the time we went home, but we did have a big night. Russell was very generous and rented it out, this bar for the whole crew and the cast to watch a game of his rugby team, and we were all hurting for the next 2 months.
Tell me about the fight scenes.
Yeah, Russell's fight scenes were great. Mine were pretty silly, but he's done so many stunts. I mean, it was funny. As soon as the read through ended, I saw Russell sketching something, and I looked over, and it was like, I mean, it was like he was drawing a hot tub that you could. It was almost a blueprint for a hot tub you could build based on this drawing. It was so accurate. And he was immediately talking to Shane about how the dimensions of a hot tub wouldn't allow for the scene that had been written. So he was just immediately went into stunt mode. But it pays off because all of his stuff really.
Well, you fall with grace, and that takes a skill.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, how much of that did you actually do physically?
I did a lot of it, you know, because there was a certain comedic element to it. Although my stunt guy Brett he actually started in the beginning of his career, played the Scarecrow in a Wizard of Oz play, So we talked a lot about that and sort of incorporating some of that physicality into March. But it was amazing because he had just come from Fury, and he was doing a scene where he was like, there was all these like bodies laying in a field, and one of his friends, another stunt guy, was going around bayoneting through the chest dummies, and his friend mistook him for a dummy and stuck a bayonet through his chest, and it impaled him. And 2 weeks later, he was on our set, ready to get down.
Like a boss.
So I had to do a lot of those stunts just because it seemed like, what kind of person would I be if I asked Brett to do those things, But anyway, we had a great partnership, and I really liked working with him.